Mission Evolve. Blurish Bench Techat Ceres, a pit which is situated in between two different courtyards. And the pit is sort of shared between the two, and both of the courtyards, the members of both of the courtyards, use that pit to fill up water on a regular day. Says the Mishnah, Eir Malan Menu B'Shabbos, the members of either courtyard are forbidden to fill up water from the pit on Shabbos. The reason being that the entire pit is considered to be sort of one unit of water. So even if you're drawing water from your side of the pit, all of the water is considered to be mixed together, such that it is considered to be like taking water from the other courtyard, which is forbidden, since the courtyards have not made an Eruv to join the two together. So it's forbidden to take something from one courtyard to the other. Elohim Kain also lo mechitza gvas ha'tzvachim, unless they made a partition, a mechitza which is at least 10 tfachim high, which clearly shows a separation and a division between the two sides of the pit. Now that doesn't mean that the wall, this mechitza, has to actually split split the pit into two. Rather, it needs to be something which makes it recognizable that both sides of the pit are considered divided. So now, even without this mechitza, we're talking about a situation where there is a wall separating the two courtyards. So this mechitza which we're talking about is actually within the pit itself. Beim lemala, whether the mechitza is placed above the water level, still within the pit, but above where the water surface is. Beim lemata, whether it's below the water surface. Beim teich ognoi, whether it really be anywhere within the confines, within the walls of the pit. And the Gemara explains that it has to be at least one tefach above the water so you can see it. But other than that, the main point is that there needs to be a 10 tefach mechitza in the pit so that when you take water from your side, it is considered to be taking from your side and not the other side. Now, Rishim ben Gamliel says it's not so simple. Rishim ben Gamliel says, Beis Shammai Omrim, it's a machlokes. Beis Shammai say, Milamata, the mechitza has to be below the surface of the water. Only then is it considered to be separating the two sides of the pit. Beis Hillel say, Milamala, it can even be above the water surface. And the Gemara explains that Beis Hillel, according to Rishim ben Gamliel, also agree with Beis Shammai that part of the mechitza needs to be below the surface of the water. So it comes out that we've basically got three opinions. According to the Tanakhama, as long as it's below the top of the burr, as long as it's within the pit, it's okay. There's just one condition that at least one tefach needs to be above the water. According to Beis Shammai in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it needs to be totally below the surface of the water, except for one tefach above. And according to Beis Hillel, it can be totally above the surface of the water, as long as a tiny bit of the bottom of the mechitza does actually go below the surface of the water. We've now got a fourth opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loitei mechitza gedolim ha'kizuz b'neim. This mechitza within the pit should not be any greater and should not serve any purpose, which the wall in between the two courtyards doesn't do. And what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that the courtyards are clearly separated already. And there is a rule that mechitza teluyo shema mechitza. A mechitza, partition, or a wall which is hanging, is considered to be a valid mechitza. And it does divide two things. So since you've got this wall anyway above the pit, that divides the two sides of the pit anyway. So to add a mechitza within the pit won't actually add anything. And so according to Yehuda, the wall above it is enough, and the two sides of the courtyard can fill up from their side of the pit, even without making a mechitza, whereas the other opinions of the Mishnah hold that a mechitza teluya, a hanging partition, is not considered to be a valid mechitza, and therefore you would actually need to fix one within the pit itself.